Right in the early hours of a Sydney morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And from your perspective in New South Wales, what do you make of Adrian?
Fascinating. I mean, we thought there wasn't a lot of potential for the RBNZ to surprise yesterday, but I think the financial literati were a little surprised by some of the content of the monetary policy statement. So let's do the housekeeping. The OCR remains at 5.5%. But the RBNZ view has hardened, is the description I'm using. So we look at the forecast track of the OCR. It's actually gone up. There's a very small up, but there's a 5.65 number in there in the forecast. No potential move lower until the second half of 2025. We're still in the first half of 2024, just a wee reminder. Growth forecasts are lower than in February, but it's still positive just all year. We live in hope there. Okay, my suspicion leading into the announcement yesterday was that there was definitely the potential for it to be more hawkish in detail than the market pricing was suggesting. But the thing is, Mike, if the RBNZ had positioned the commentary and the forecasts otherwise, i.e. not hawkish, they really ran a high risk of the outcome being detrimental to their goal of, you know, getting inflation back within the band by the end of the year and ultimately back to 2%. The market would have taken and driven wholesale rates lower. Now, the record of the Monetary Policy Committee meeting discloses that an interest rate hike was discussed. They didn't go there. The committee is confident in the fact that the medium term inflation will moderate, but in the short term, They're quite clear. The balance of the risks on inflation are to the upside. Now, we talked yesterday about the tension between softer economic data, the inevitable increase in economic damage, things like unemployment, the tension between that and persistent non-tradable inflation. We got lots of detail in the MPS around non-tradable inflation, insurance, rents, rates. Discussion on that tension that I just talked about wasn't really articulated.
Right.
Mike, there was quite a bit of technical stuff around productivity. Now, recall the OECD report highlighting the productivity issue in New Zealand. And importantly, a lot of detail around the RBNZ assessment of capacity pressures. Now, to try and put this simply, in summary terms, the bank said capacity pressures have actually been stronger than they previously thought. And this low level of productivity, it's actually setting a lower speed limit on how our economy can grow without pushing inflation up. In other words, we're not very productive, so we get a bit of growth and we get inflation.
Exactly.
Bottom line of all this, Mike, there's a higher outlook for inflation and in turn a longer time frame to return inflation to the midpoint of the band. They've pushed that out by 6 months. So you blame the higher starting point of non-tradable inflation, the capacity pressure issue, and key thing, Mike, is they don't think you're going to get as much offset from tradable inflation. It's not going to be as helpful as it was because growth is holding up in places like the US. That's keeping interest rates higher overseas. The New Zealand dollar is lower.
Yep.
Imports are more expensive. So, oh, what a tangled web we weave, Mike. Market reaction, wholesale rates were higher. Market still thinks the OCR comes down before the RBNZ does. Kiwi dollar spiked up to 61.50. It's now back where it was. It was a fascinating day.
Yeah, that's the truth. Adrian Orr with us later. And then just to add woe to misery, we're going to guess.
I thought you'd like this. I thought just to keep you in a great mood for the morning, Mike, Genesis Energy announcement yesterday about gas. There's trouble in Kupe. Genesis Energy advised yesterday the well intervention campaign of Kupe KS9 has concluded. The work unable to produce sufficient flow to sustain operation of the well due to reservoir pressure level and liquid flows. In other words, the well is no good. That translates to a $15 to $20 million reduction in FY24 earnings for Genesis. They were at $430 million. The Genesis CEO said gas production across New Zealand continues to decline faster than expected. And as previously stated, less gas means more coal.
Okay. What are the numbers?
US market's a little bit softer this morning. The Dow Jones is down 210 points, 39,662. That's just over 0.5%. The S&P 500 is down 20 points. It's about a third of a percent, 5302. And the NASDAQ down 0.43%, 16,759. The FTSE 100 yesterday lost just over 0.5%, 8370. The Nikkei, 0.85% lower, 38617. Shanghai Composite, 3158 steady. The ASX 200 down 4.7848. And the NZX 50 actually went up yesterday, up 56 points, 0.48%, 11,732. As we talk, Kiwi dollar just under 61 cents against the US, 0.6099 on the wholesale markets, 0.9198 Aussie, 0.5628 euro, 0.4790 pounds, 95.46 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,388 and Brent crude a little lower, $82.07.
At 21 minutes past four, I've got you at 11 degrees currently in yet another perfect sunny blue sky day in Sydney.
Wonderful, eh?
You enjoy it.
Wonderful. It's good to be alive, Mike.
Good on you, mate. Catch up next week. Appreciate it. Fly well. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.